أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتراهم يعرضون عليها خاشعين من الظل ينظرون من طرف خفي. In the previous ayat, Allah explained the qualities of the believers and non-believers in this world, that what qualities they have, and they are easily, you can distinguish between them. Now Allah Ta'ala explains what their conditions will be in the Akhirat. One of the aspects, وَتَرَاهُمْ أَرْتُوا دَيْكِيُنْكُ. And O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will see them, all the people will see the non-believers, their one condition will be, يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا كِ اُنْكِ سَامْنِ لَائِ جَائِنْگِ آگ كِ. They will be presented with the fire in front of them, the fire of Jahannam. They will have been found guilty, and now they will be not only sentenced to Jahannam, but condemned to the fire of Jahannam forever. That time you will see them khashi'een min al-dhul, aankhe jhukaye hue zillat se. They will be lowering their gazes in great shame, that they will now, they have understood and accepted their guilt, and they also realize they are guilty in the eyes of all the people. So in that admission of that guilt, the eyes will be cast down in great disgrace and humiliation. يَنْزُرُونَ مِنْ طَرْفٍ خَفِي. دیکھتے ہوں گے چھپی نگاہ سے. But they will be looking from the sides of their eyes, just like a person who is guilty. He knows everyone is watching me, and they've got hatred for me, but he still just looks around to make sure if it is like that. That is the condition of the non-believers. The believers, one aspect, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. اور کہے وہ لوگ جو ایمان رکھتے تھے. And those people who had brought iman will say, إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. مقرر ٹوٹے والے ہے جہنم جنہوں نے گوایا اپنی جان کو اور اپنے گھر والوں کو قیامت کے دن. The believers will say, undoubtedly, the great losers, the actual losers, suffering of a loss, are those people who lost themselves and their families on the day of Qiyamah. That is, people look at the success of this dunya, or failure of dunya. That is no success or failure. The real success and failure is on the day of Qiyamah, and the believers will announce that those who have lost themselves, who are going to Jahannam, who have lost their families and sending their families also to Jahannam, or that there are no friendship between them, they are lost with one another. When they see one another, they curse one another, that you made me go astray, you taught me the wrong thing, etc. So they will have a hatred between them. Ala inna zalimina fi adhabin muqim. Sunta hai gunegar pare hai sada ke adab mein. Are you listening? Now Allah is speaking to us and telling us, are you listening? Are your ears open? Listen carefully, that the wrongdoers will be in this fire, in this punishment forever and ever. So don't see us that you save yourself from that group. Save your family and whoever you can, that they are not going headlong into the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يَنْصُرُونَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. اور کوئی نہ ہوئے ان کی حمایتی جو مدد کرتے ان کی اللہ کے سوا. And they will find that they have got no friends, no helpers who can help them besides Allah. So please, Allah, and Allah will help you. And Allah is so kind. If you just make your niyat that you want to please Allah and you want to reach Allah, Allah knows you are going to make mistakes on the way, and beforehand Allah is guaranteed He will forgive that mistake. But make your lifestyle, make your way that I want to reach Allah, I want to please Allah Ta'ala, then errors and omissions will be overlooked by Allah. But when a person's direction is in the wrong way, like a person is going to where he wants to go, he gets a puncture on the way, he runs out of petrol, but somebody will help him, he'll get his help, he'll be on his way again. But somebody is in the wrong road, And there he doesn't get a puncture also. He doesn't run out of petrol, but he's going headlong in the wrong place. So just like that, make our niyat the destination of Allah and live our lives according to that, and what our human weaknesses are, they will be forgiven and overlooked. But if our direction is wrong, we have got other things in our minds and in our hearts, then even if we don't have any obstacle on the way, we are going in the wrong direction. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. اور جس کو بھٹکائے اللہ اس کے لئے کہیں نہیں ہے راہ. And who Allah causes to go astray, he will not find the way to righteousness anywhere. And Allah does not just for no reason causes a person to go astray or puts a seal on his heart. It is by his actions, and repeatedly he does his wrong, and he's obstinate and he's stubborn, and he wants to go in the wrong way, then as a first punishment, Allah puts a seal on his heart. Allah misguides that person now, and that person now cannot find guidance wherever he looks for it. The world can lecture him, it will mean nothing to him. He will just go wrong. It is for that reason that we should avoid all types of wrongdoing, sins, etc. They take us towards this stage where Allah puts a seal on our hearts. And when a person tries and do good all the time, even if he falters, Allah opens his heart and puts the noor of Iman and Islam in that person's heart, and he gets tawfiq of doing righteous and good deeds. Then Allah Ta'ala, the beautiful relationship of ayat after ayat, beautifully Allah says, when this is the case, istajibu li rabbikum, maano apne rab ka hukam, submit to Allah Ta'ala. Don't delay. Go in total submission up to Allah Ta'ala. Min qabli an ya'tiya yawman la maradda lahu min Allah. Usse pehle ke aaye wo din jisko phirna nahi Allah ke yahan se. Before that day comes when there is no return from that day. That is the day of Qiyamah. Every person, even the righteous, will wish we come back into the world and do more good. And the wrongdoers, very clearly, they will be ever so sorry that they have reached that day and that place, and there is no choice but they have to reach it. They will beg and beg to come into the world and admit that now we have understood, we have seen it with our eyes. But then, of course, there is no return from that day. Once you have reached your maut, you have reached qabr and qiyamah, you cannot return back into this world. مَا لَكُم مِن مَلْجَئِن يَوْمَئِذٍ وَمَا لَكُم مِن نَكِير. نہیں ملے گا تم کو بچاؤ اس دن اور نہ ملے گا الوپ ہو جانا. And on that day, you will have no protection. Nobody has a support for you. And there will be no return from back into this world. It is once you have gone, you are gone. So while we have this time in this worldly life, we should try and make the extreme best of it and not waste it in any sin whatsoever, and move towards the pleasure of Allah. Then a person reaches that day of his death, he reaches his qabr, qiyamah, and the day of qiyamah, he will be dancing with joy. He will be so happy. But if a person did not do that, he will be in the greatest sorrow and suffering.